Facebook recovered a little bit Monday, closing at $20.01. That's up 96 cents from the previous close. Even so, the stock has lost about half of its value since its initial public offering 3 months ago. I asked David Smith, Chief Investment Officer at Rockland Trust Investment Management Group in Hanover, what's the problem with Facebook?
I'm a little nervous about the stock from here, to be perfectly candid with you. Again, I think there are significant concerns and questions about the viability of the business model. One of the major factors that's impacted their business model is many people are accessing Facebook via their telephone. And this form factor on the telephone screen is so small that advertisements really don't appear in any significant way on your Facebook page. And so people are just not paying any attention to them. And that's what's causing companies are not willing to spend money on for the same number of looks as they were when it was primarily a computer-based program and platform.
Smith does say he sees no future at all in the Groupon stock, which was down again Monday to close at $4.64, down 11 cents.
Well, you know, it felt an awful lot like the 1990s all over again. When I was looking at the IPO offering documents for many of these companies, I scratched my head and said, geez, these companies either aren't making a lot of money or they're not making any money at all, and they're very early in the growth cycle where their revenue model hasn't been proven out, yet the valuations were incredibly high. And it was almost like deja vu. Unfortunately, we're having, in a short amount of time later, a similar outcome to the outcome we had in the early part of the 2000s, where people got rational and the valuations corrected themselves, as markets tend to do when they're overvalued.
That's David Smith, Chief Investment Officer at Rockland Trust Investment Management Group in Hanover. By the way, Groupon opened on Wall Street last fall at $28 after an initial public offering of $20. Rod Fritz, WBZ News Radio 1030.